This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Final exams will be finished this afternoon here at Ball State after a bizarre but productive fall semester. Joining us for the last Ball State pandemic update for 2020, with more to come next year, is Ball State President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Thank you, Stan. It's good to be with you.
Well, I call that semester bizarre because it's a mixture of in-person, online, synchronous, online, asynchronous. Spring certainly could vie for that bizarre crown for 2020, but we got through it, and got through it well, it seems. What's your assessment of the fall term?
I think our faculty and staff and our students, they all adjusted to these extraordinary circumstances, the challenges, and the dynamic nature of the way those challenges would be altered from time to time. And so I'm very proud of the work that they've done. And as you said, it was productive. Our students have continued to make good progress towards their degrees. And so I'm proud and grateful.
And I would have to echo that. As you know, my day job is teaching full time in the telecommunications department. And a salute to my students, if I can sneak that in this morning as well. They were fabulous, and again, under pressing circumstances.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, thank you. You have your own pressing circumstances, but you're sounding good because, just in case anybody has not heard, you had a positive test for COVID-19 revealed Saturday morning to you before the Western Michigan football game. You sound good. So how are you feeling, and how's your wife, Jennifer?
Well, thank you, Stan. I'm still feeling good. I'm not experiencing any symptoms. Jennifer has no symptoms, and she, in fact, actually tested negative several days ago. And we're both here at Brackenhouse and following CDC guidelines to minimize the close contact between ourselves. So we feel fortunate because we know that many others who have become infective have had much more serious complications, and also feel fortunate that we've received many calls and texts and emails, so we're grateful for all those who have expressed their concern and their encouragement to us.
And if I could throw in one more note, this is from a friend of my family in Fort Wayne who does not know you, but she and her family send you best wishes for a full recovery.
Thank you.
So what is your next step? Do you get retested? Have you been retested?
I was retested again over the weekend, and it confirmed the positive test, so there's no need for me to be tested again. So I'm continuing to confer on a regular basis with my physician at IU Ball Memorial, and I'll continue to do that through the weekend, and I will follow his advice.
And so what do you think, if you are asymptomatic, is there some sort of protocol where after a certain amount of time, you get yet another test, even though you said there's no reason to test right now?
Yeah, but the CDC protocol does not require you to be retested. If you're asymptomatic and following the directions of your physician, you can be released from isolation, I believe, after 10 days. The reason I understand that they don't retest is because you could still have some remnants of the virus that would then trigger a positive test, but no longer be capable of transmitting it to somebody else. So again, that's the CDC guidance, but I'll follow the specific direction of my physician for my own personal case.
And if you're still asymptomatic here in the next several days, you could effectively, with mask, go back to work, I gather.
That's right. I've been working here from Brackenhouse, but what I really would like to do is to be able to take my dog, Katie, out for a walk. She and I are both feeling a little cooped up here, but just a minor inconvenience compared to the complications that others have incurred.
Well, of course, this is the holiday time. Hanukkah is with us now. Christmas is a week away. And then, of course, New Year's. And Kwanzaa will be with us on the 26th. So I wanted to know, do you have a particular holiday memory that you'd care to share with the audience today?
Well, sure, Stan. Thank you for asking. I come from a large family. I was one of nine children, so you could imagine Christmas was always a major celebration. Actually, as I think about it, every dinner, every evening was a pretty large production, but certainly special memories of the stockings that my maternal grandmother made for each one of us. And my mother carried on her tradition of sewing. Each Christmas, she came up with a special theme. And one year, I recall very clearly, I was a freshman in college, she made each one of us a down vest or a down jacket. And she went out and she purchased all the patterns and the nylon fabric and the down. She cut and assembled all those pieces, and she had to seal all the seams with wax so that the down wouldn't fly out of the jacket or the vest. And she did that for all 9 children. So that was a very fond memory of Christmas as a child.
Well, with 9 siblings, did you have a neighborhood parade with those coats and vests on? Or how did you do that?
Well, it was we had quite an age span. The age span from my brother, who is the oldest, down to my sister, who is the youngest, was 18 years. So I don't remember any Christmas parades because we were all in such different stages. But we were a close family, and we were quite fortunate to have the love of 2 wonderful parents.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us. Is there anything else you would care to share with us about the holidays?
No, I just hope everyone in this extraordinary year finds a few moments to cherish the relationships and the love of their family and friends. It's been a difficult year, and so all the more important to cherish those relationships, even if we have to do so and still physically distant.
Well, President Jeff Merns, thank you very much for your time, and please relay IPR's holiday greetings to your family, and we wish you and your wife Jennifer a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, Stan, and the best to you and your family.
For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.